come together. Right
now. Anyway, so hey everybody, it's Rusty from the Farwater Podcast. In Farwater Reloaded, we're going to be doing these short little update videos every so often. This one's going to be spotlighting the bassist for a local band called Oncoming.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was one of the two. The two-thirds who played in my prior clip that we did for to debut this new series of the Farwater, because our first series kind of got cut short. It was a pet project that died. But no, Cameron, okay, let's just go through some interview shit. So, favorite band of all time. I already know this, but...
It's fucking Pink Floyd, man.
Dude, easily, at least for you. I mean, with me, it's Weezer, but...
But, like, it's just...
Pink that's just Floyd, because I grew up on Weezer.
Just, like...
it's timeless.
Just that, like, they're my... Like, yeah, it just, it doesn't age. Like, they're...
Oh, he's going into the music.
Like that, like that's catchy, and also that's in 6/8 time, one of the hardest key signatures.
Yeah, so. Like Pink Floyd is an extremely talented act.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Anyway, I messed that up, but
who cares? This isn't like, really
just
about
like
the
think
music.
About it.
This
the
is
geniuses.
Just more about. Okay, so.
Okay. Next question.
Alright. We actually, drummer just texted me.
What do you say? Is he awake? I could get him up on video chat.
Alrighty, not text descent. We're trying to get stuff set up for their first practice, but soon you guys will be hearing recordings. So B-sides is going to be a lot of it's practice tapes, but we're going to be doing our first. I'm going to be setting up our first live album about next month or so, where we're going to be doing live from Bulls Avenue, and it is going to be. Absolutely.
And check out our YouTube channel for besides the scenes look of that album. We're gonna vlog the whole thing from start to finish.
Some
we're
of it's
not gonna
already
do
been...
the songs though. Okay. We're not gonna show you the songs, so that means you gotta buy the album to hear our.
It's fuck you. No, we'll promote a little bit. You're just shit. Fuck you. What did I just drop?
What did you drop?
Oh, it was a folder. Fuck that shit.
Anyway, what do you say?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Get on?
Joey's Joe. Finding some songs. Alright, so, yeah, basically, I'm getting our promotional stuff set up to start recording their first live debut, and game plan would be that set's going to be played live in front of a small audience at my buddy's place, and then there's going to be another studio recording of it that we're going to do with no audience that we get.
Wait, is he gonna get on house parties?
I don't know if he wants to.
Ask him.
I mean, anyways, I guess we're kind of having an inadvertent 12:19 a.m. band meeting, but fuck it. It's been rusty, guys. This has just been like a short little update for the future of this project, because currently my biggest project with Farwater is going to be following these guys and doing a little bit of promotionals and basically graphics design is what it boils down to, and also some of the editing and stuff like that. And hopefully, when all said and done, we're going to start playing live shows here soon. Like the other day, I know the recording, there's some screw ups, but like that was their first time recording together, and it still sounded like... It sounded damn good in parts, dude. I went back and listened to it. I don't do that shit. Anyway, this has been Rusty off the Firewater Podcast. Thanks for watching. Check out Oncoming. It is one of the they're gonna be once they have something released, but definitely check out our prior video. Just kind of get a sampling for the songs without a vocalist. But once we get our vocalist in and we start recording, this is gonna be a whole nother world of music on this channel. We're gonna be doing full shows in the podcast and stuff like that. That way you guys can get listening to the access to this for free. But our live recordings are always gonna be free. It's gonna be live from Hawkins Road. You could get it as a CD or whatever we decide to release it on, but you can also just get it the same way, you know? And end goal is we're gonna end up with a place to record all this stuff by the end of the month, and some soundproofing, and hopefully some instruments. Stay tuned, because Farwater's next series is gonna be an end of the woods look at our next series, B-sides, I believe, is going to be an into the woods look at this band and what they're gonna be playing. We're actually doing a camp out, getting the band worked out on a teammate portion as well. And then on my end, it helps me get to know recording in unfamiliar places. So I think this is gonna go well. Anyway, guys, I know I've said it four times before, but it's been Rusty and PG. Peace out.